Hey everyone. Hope you're doing well. I'm still fighting this thing. It's been getting better. It's been one of those, like, I'm better and then I'm worse and a lot of back and forth, but I am getting better. But I feel like a lot of the questions have to do with where I've been for the last 2 weeks, so I guess I'll get those and then knock out the rest of it. So the first question is from Anonymous. Oh, by the way, it's Monday. And we all know what Monday means. It means it's time for Gets In At Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. So, the first question I'm going to address is Anonymous, who said, I was looking at the different tier options to see if I can move up and saw the two highest ones aren't just sold out, they're closed. What does that mean? So, I closed the two highest tiers, the Princess and the Dauphines, recently. Because they're not going to open up again. Those tiers are probably going to remain closed for the foreseeable future. There might be a tier that basically will be open to the public that'll have some of the similar things, but that won't be out until January. So it's just a little bit of restructuring stuff. Let's see. Cass asks, hey Kay, what's one thing that you had always wanted to try to bake but haven't? Croquembouche. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Croquembouche is something I wanted to... Croquembouche? Croquembouche. It's, for those of you who don't know, it's like this puffball eclair kind of thing. It's really good. But devilishly hard to make. And, it's kind of like a benchmark for pastry chefs. I would love to make that. Let's see. Anonymous asks, why have you never been on Discord anymore? I haven't been on Discord for like the last 2 weeks. Mostly just because I've been trying to heal and recuperate. Which has been going good. So far so good. But why are Twitch streams so short? Anonymous asks. I don't know if Twitch streams have been so short. But they've been shorter. I don't know if I mentioned this, I think, on another Get to Know Night. I think it was like either September or August, something. I think it was September. I injured my back really badly, and because of that, I just couldn't sit down for long periods of time. It was a really bad injury, and that's kind of been one of the defining factors of why streams have been kind of shorter than normal. It's gotten a lot better, but I've been traded back injury for what is probably like a flu or the cold. Let's see. Why don't you post constantly anymore? That goes back to the situation is I'm just sick right now, and I will be posting a lot more when I get better. It's just, it sucks. It sucks when you're sick because it limits what I can do with my voice, and that kind of sucks because it's the job. Let's see. When is your birthday? My birthday is sometime in April. But yeah, it's in April. Our April birthday. Are you currently dating anyone? Yes, I am. I'm currently in a relationship. I have a wonderful girlfriend. I'm very happy. Anonymous says, your newest audios feel so real. Are you and your girlfriend moving to a different state or country? We're not moving. Not at least for the foreseeable future. Chocolate Mama asks, not a question, but a request, if that's okay. Could you do more reverse comfort audios? I would love to do more reverse comfort audios. I really enjoy those. I feel like people prefer the comfort going the other direction, but I know there's a fair bit of people who want reverse comfort. They prefer that. So I'll try to do more of a mix. Mochi asks, if you were born in a new life, would you rather be alive in the past or the future? Oh, it's hard. Probably the future if I had to pick. Let's see. Hey, Knight, I hope you're doing better. Would you ever do a listener is the where would you ever do one where the listener is the werewolf? Can you do seizure comfort? And where we get in a fight with another girl because we're jealous. Out of all those three, I'm more likely to probably do listener werewolf, maybe seizure comfort, possibly. Okay. Ada asks, how did the knight illustration avatar originate? In other words, did you want him to look like you or nothing like you? I know some artists do want the characters to look nothing like them, so I'm curious, does that apply here? I think he looks fairly like me. The artist worked off of a description. I just gave him a description, and they did a fabulous job. They did a wonderful job. They topped all my expectations. So I think they did a magnificent job. I think it looks fairly like me. But yeah. Let's see. Anonymous asks, if you don't mind, how far do you live away from parents and family members? And how often do you see them? I live kind of far from family. Yeah, I live a good deal. Not a great deal. I'm a drive away from family. I don't see them as much as I would like. Maybe once a month or every other month or so, I'll see family. But yeah. Oh, Anonymous asks, do you think it's weird to drink or eat after someone? I mean, like certain family members, or maybe boyfriend, husband, wife, girlfriend. So eat after someone. Do you mean like if I'm using a spoon, would then I be okay with giving that or receiving that spoon from a significant other or other person? I think I like share a straw. I share a straw with my significant other. Like we share straws. I'm trying to think like where the line is. Like where would I be like I'm no longer gonna use that utensil? Maybe like a, maybe if we're eating cereal, I wouldn't use the same spoon. I don't know. That or soup maybe? I don't know. I'm not sure where that line is drawn, but it's somewhere. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Let's see. Anonymous says, what do you think about a couple, at least one of them not wearing wedding rings, like the engagement ring, or after they get married? I've seen that before, and they probably stopped wearing their wedding ring. I don't know about that. I wouldn't want to take off. Well, I guess as a man, I really don't get a ring. But I feel like if I flip the script, if I was a girl, I wouldn't want to take off my engagement ring. But yeah, I guess that's just me. But yeah. Let's see. Anonymous says, would you ever consider letting your partner be dom and you submissive or an audio of that sort? It's kind of funny you asked that because I've been doing some stuff and there's actually one such audio coming in the pipeline. It'll make a little bit more sense probably near the end of this week, what I mean, but stuff is happening. Even though I can't work the way I'd like to in terms of voice and stuff, but I've been doing other things and they will come out. Hopefully by the end of the week or what's been done. It's been a lot of Patreon focused stuff. Really kind of reworking the way it works for everyone. But yeah, I think it's pretty good stuff coming, so I'm excited. But we'll see. That totally got sidetracked. But yes, there'll be a flip audio where I'm submissive and there's a dominant. Let's see. Marie, she has three questions. One, why didn't you post the meet cute on Patreon? Two, did you actually smoke the meet cute? And the last one is, would you ever do a part two not safe for work for the meet cute? So I didn't end up posting the meet cute on Patreon because it was a backlog audio. But now that we're talking about the backlog, I'm going to be posting sporadically audios from the backlog every month on Patreon directly. Because I know not everyone has had the chance to like go through the backlog or experience a backlog. So I'm going to make it much more accessible to people. So that's something that will be happening hopefully this week. But yeah. Let me see. I'll do probably one more question before I wrap it up. When's the longest you've gone without a shower or bath? I don't know. Maybe a month, I'd have to say. Probably a month. I'd have to guess that a month is the longest, but I must have been really young when I stretched a month. it wouldn't have been in the States. It'd probably be overseas when I was, but probably a month. And with that, this has been a weird kind of hazy, dazed, get to know night. But I hope you enjoyed it still. I promise I'm on the mend. I'm almost certain there'll be new content coming out on Patreon tomorrow. I got some stuff recorded from before I'm sick that I'm trying to make work without having to push my voice further. But with that said, I hope you're having a great Monday, and I will definitely be hearing from you more in the week. But anyway, bye now.